Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from the Holy Gospel in Matthew chapter 6. Jesus said, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." This is God's word. On Friday evening, I was with Heather and Sophia, and we were driving home from Paul's football game up in Calumet, and Heather was driving. I was in the passenger seat, and I looked on my phone, and I saw the news that Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg had passed away. Now, when a public figure like that, obviously I did not know Justice Ginsburg, when a public figure like that, you learn that that person has passed, it's appropriate to say a prayer for that person, prayer that that person confessed faith in Christ before they died and that their family would be comforted, pray for peace. But my first reaction on seeing that she had passed away was, oh no, just what the election needs. Any of you kind of feeling the same way? Supreme Court vacancy in the middle of a very, very turbulent and hostile election season. And there's been this temptation as a preacher throughout 2020 to kind of talk about the whole 2020 thing, right? Because we're all talking about how this is just such a year that's just gone off the rails. COVID, before COVID, I mean, anyone remember earthquakes in Puerto Rico and like there was, what was going on in Australia at the beginning of the year? There was something going on there. It was just all kinds of bad stuff. And then you had the riots and the protesting happening and the election. It's just all one thing on top of another. So it's been tempting to kind of every week talk about how stressful this is and kind of make 2020 a theme of every sermon. I don't want to do that, but here's the deal. It's been on my mind. And when I write a sermon, I'm basically writing first and foremost to myself. Because I'm like you. I'm a sinner. I need the gospel. I need to hear God's word of comfort and peace. I'm preaching to you what I need to preach to myself. So then Jesus, in our gospel, says, "Do not be anxious." He says it three times. When something is repeated in the Bible, and especially when it's repeated three times, pay attention, it's important. Three times Jesus says, "Do not be anxious." And I want to say, you know what, Jesus? I am anxious. That's exactly what I am. I'm anxious about the time in which we live and the things that are going on around us. Now, when Jesus is talking about being anxious, he's talking about things like food and clothing. But we can make all sorts of different things that thing that we have anxiety over. And it all results in the same thing. That we are filled with fear and anxiety and worry instead of trusting God and his control over creation. I'm filled with anxieties here in the year 2020. Will I or someone I love get COVID? Maybe not as worried about that as I was early on, but I'm still concerned. But what that could mean if that happens? What happens to us if it, as a church, if I as the pastor get COVID? Will someone I've been ministering to or been in proximity to get sick from me? What about my family? What about my kids' school or my wife's work or my son's football team or my daughter's piano practice and her teacher? What about all these people in contact? It's still an anxiety source. Will our congregation make it through? Attendance is still down from before the pandemic. It's gotten a little better. The offerings have kind of held their own. But what, we don't know what will come. Will our congregation survive these turbulent times? And will all this division and hate and fighting in our country, will it destroy the fabric of our society? I mean, is our country as we know it coming undone? Those are some of my anxieties, plus, you know, other personal ones as well, but maybe you can relate. Maybe you find yourself anxious. And so Jesus' words, "Do not be anxious," are a call to ask ourselves, whose creation is this after all? Who is truly Lord over all of this earth? It's not us. It's not anyone elected in November. It's not any earthly prince. Our Psalm 118, our gradual, reminded us it is not a good thing to trust in princes. We should take refuge in the Lord and not put our trust in people to save us, or governments to save us, or programs to save us. But rather to remember, we have a God who rules over all things. And Jesus invites you to remind yourself of that by looking at the birds and the flowers. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. You see, we look at creation and we see that despite all the chaos going on, God still orders it. The birds still fly and build their nests. The flowers still grow. The sun rises at the beginning of the day and sets. The seasons change. The winds blow. Rain falls and sun shines. In winter, the snow covers the earth. It all, like clockwork, continues to move along. And what's your role in all of it? Are you not of more value than birds? Jesus says. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown in the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? What's your role in that creation? God created the world in 6 days, and at the end of each day, he saw that it was good, according to Genesis 1. But on the sixth day, after he created mankind, male and female, Adam and Eve, and placed them in the garden, it was then that he said it was very good. Because people are the jewel of God's creation. You are the jewel of God's creation. You matter more to him than birds and flowers. If it were not so, would he have sent his only son to die for you? Do not be anxious. Because that is ultimately idolatry. Failing to acknowledge that God is Lord of all things. Now, I want to be very clear here. I want to make a point that I know that there is anxiety that is clinical, that is something that requires medical care and treatment. I'm not telling you your problem needs the answer of Jesus instead of your doctor or your physician. I'm telling you that all sickness has sin as its root. You may be treated and receive help for physical symptoms here in this world, but the true antidote to anxiety, be it clinical or occasional or however it happens, ultimately, the question must be asked, do you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? That is what Jesus tells you to do. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What is the kingdom of God? Is that heaven? Well, yes, in part. A kingdom is wherever a king has reign. So wherever that king has power and rule and authority, that's his kingdom. If God is in control of this world, over the birds and the flowers and you and me, his kingdom can't just be in heaven, but it must be here as well. We seek God's kingdom here on earth. We seek his righteousness. We seek Jesus, who is our righteousness, who is sinless and perfect for us, us anxious, worry-filled, sin-sick people. Jesus is your righteousness. Jesus gives you God's righteousness in the Word, in the Gospel, in the forgiveness of sins, in the body and blood that you come to eat and drink today. That's where you find the kingdom of God. The 2020 message. And here's the thing about 2020. We probably become so jaded about what might happen next, what the next big event will be. 2020 could get worse. It could get better. It could get more strange. It could stay the same. But in all things, what do we as God's people do? We seek the kingdom and his righteousness. We seek where God is reigning, where God is forgiving sins, where God is saving people, where God is holding out to people the promise that eternal life is theirs. Be found in no other place in 2020 more important than here, where sins are forgiven, body and blood is offered, and that promise of eternal life is yours. That in the middle of what my favorite hymn, O God, O Lord of heaven and earth, calls these gray and latter days. I love that phrase. It's so perfect. Martin Fronsman, the hymn writer, said, in these gray and latter days, their last days, and they're gray, they're gloomy, they're cloudy, they're filled with darkness and evil. But in the midst of it, in the midst of all of it, is Jesus for you. Jesus who lives victorious over the grave. Jesus who will come again for you. Because there is nothing that 2020 or 2021 or anything in this world can throw at you that can undo that Jesus lives and you're in him. Thanks be to God. Do not be anxious. The most important thing you can do for your anxiety, however it may come, whatever it may look like. And there are things that are real that you can do. And I'm not saying these things of 2020 aren't important. I'm not saying it's not important who gets elected. I'm not saying it's not important that they find a vaccine. I'm not saying it's not important that we bring peace to our cities. It is. But I'm just saying, in the anxiety of all of it, first and foremost, Jesus died for you. He is righteous for you. He is perfect for you. Seek his kingdom. Go where he's found. Go to his word. And see there the God of love who loves you by offering his son to be your righteousness. Do not be anxious. Jesus is your righteousness, and he reigns over you and all things now and for always. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand for prayer.